This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest for you today. Her name is Barbara Davis. She's going to be talking about being an advocate in the foster care system for over 40 years. Barbara has faced some challenges as a young teen, and from a young age, she decided she would help others. As a comedian and storyteller for youth, she speaks out for children's issues by producing her children's talk show, The Little Life Show, and most recently, a teen special called Teens Are Talking. Welcome to the show, Barbara. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm terrific. I'm just really happy to know that in this time, in this life, there are voices out there speaking up for what is good and important and life-changing for others. So thank you for having me as a guest.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you, Barbara. So tell us a little bit why at such a young age you decided you were going to help people.
Well, I grew up in the 60s, and as you know, the Vietnam War was happening, and I was one of those young humanitarians. Mm-hmm. I could really feel in my heart how other people were in pain, and I made a decision at a very young age that I wanted to live in this life making things better for others, and I had to find a way to do my part, and I'm very blessed and fortunate that I found that path.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about what it was like for you to find that path.
Well, it was an interesting, it's kind of a funny story. When I was a kid, I didn't do too well in school. I could never really think straight quickly. So I used to hop out the window when no one was looking, hop in my Volkswagen and drive up to the mountains and sit and ponder many things. And I remember sitting by a stream and I said a prayer. I asked God to please help me find something in my life that I could do that would help me feel good about myself and also help others. You know, there's a lot of people in this life that are learners through experience, not through academics. Right. I was one of those young people, and I still am to this day, somebody who learns through life experience. So I listened to my heart as time went on, and I just kept growing into who I am today.
Wow. So I know that you started to work in the foster care and help with foster care. Tell us a little bit about your first experiences there.
Well, I was performing in the schools. I did when I discovered how I could help others. I found that if I performed, it brought laughter to children. Mm-hmm. But also, I saw that at the end of the show, many times there was a child waiting to talk to me because they felt comfortable. And I heard some pretty sad stories. One young woman shared with me how she was roaming in the night, in the middle of the night, by herself because her parents were doing drugs. And I remember, too, at that school that I was working, going into the nurse's office, and I saw a young woman having an asthma attack. And I said to the nurse, where's the mom? Why isn't somebody here helping this child? And the nurse explained to me, this child's mother is in prison and the aunt rarely shows up to pick her up and help her. So I knew right in that moment there wasn't anything more I could do except advocate to get the child to Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. But I realized, you know what, as a single woman, I can give more to children than what they have at this time. And so I realized I was able to connect with kids and that I needed to go deeper with it. I needed to give homes to children.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really a touching story. And the part of going deeper and giving home to children, share a little bit about that with us. That takes a lot of courage to open up your home to children who need you but yet are strangers, right? And there's also difficulties that come with that.
Well, the beauty of my life is as an entertainer for children, I actually could meet a child for the first time and feel as though I knew them for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gift that I'm so grateful for, and that is that when I'm around young people, I feel in my heart a connection with them very quickly. And so I wasn't afraid at all to take in children that I had never met. In fact, I welcomed them. And the first child I ever took in, what a unique one she was. She had been in 7 homes, and the social worker didn't know what to do. She was only 7 years old. But she had a lot of behavioral outbursts.
Mm-hmm.
And the social worker thought, well, I've got this unique new foster mom. I see she uses comedy and the arts to help touch the lives of children. Maybe I'll give that a try. And, you know, the first day I met that little girl, I looked in her eyes, and they were kind of erratic. She had a hard time, like, looking straight into your eyes for good reason. She had a lot going on within her. So I just took her hand and started skipping, and we sang that song, Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-A. I'm trying to remember the name of that song. Do you remember the name of that song?
Zippity-Doo-Dah. I know what song you mean.
You know, Zippity-Doo-Dah,
yeah.
Zippity-A. My,
yeah.
Oh, my, what a beautiful day. Well, I'm not totally gifted in song, but I do my
so
best.
When you started skipping and singing with her, what happened to the child? How did she react?
She started skipping. And that's what we did right after the social worker handed her to me, because I could tell by looking at her, oh my goodness, this little girl's in a lot of pain, and she
mm-hmm.
is not happy. And I learned after she moved in with me that she had a lot of things going on within her. She had experienced sexual abuse and had seen many things that no young child should have to see, and she was angry. And, you know, she was one of my absolute greatest teachers that I could ever ask for. As I mentioned earlier, I'm not a person who does well with academics, but I do well with life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of her, I knew if I responded to her when she was angry in the same way she was acting. You know, sometimes it's tough to be a parent, whether you're a foster parent or not. A child can evoke an emotion in a person. It's the adult that has to learn how to control their impulses and how they react to the child so that we can help guide that child to know how to live with the emotions they had. And there was a lot of behavioral upheaval there. So I remember one day standing in my house saying to myself, well, people used to tell you count to 10, Barbara, but you know what? Before you react to her, I want you to count to 100. And I would do that, and I would keep myself in a calm state of mind before I reacted to her. And one other fun thing I used to do that really surprised her, sometimes when she would be yelling and screaming and kicking her legs in her room, she was very, very angry, and she would write things on paper that, you know, is her private thoughts, so I won't be saying them out loud. But I just decided I'm just going to sit next to her,
mm-hmm.
fill in my heart that connection I have with children, see if I can connect with her, and mirror the movements she's making so she doesn't feel alone. So
mm-hmm.
I sat next to her, not in a shameful way, in a kind way, and I started kicking my legs too. And she turned around, I remember, and looked at me. She was like so surprised that she stopped. And she calmed down. And I'm pretty sure we started laughing. I can't, you know, that was a number of years ago, so I can't remember every detail. But it was from that time forward when she started to have those outbursts that we found fun ways to work through it. You know, that's what's so great about kids. If you can find a way into their hearts, into their minds, and help them learn a new way to focus what they're experiencing in a way that will serve them, you can have great success, and you can help that young person to be able to be successful throughout their life, because many children who have been traumatized, if they don't find a way to work through it, it carries with them throughout their life.
Right. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's a really sweet story. I absolutely love it. I mentioned earlier about your little live show and your Teens Are Talking. Tell us a little bit about how your little live show, the inspiration for creating that, and then we'll talk about Teens Are Talking.
Well, what inspired me to create that is I thought to myself, if other people can experience what I'm experiencing with children and teens, perhaps they'll understand them better. And to me, children are absolutely enchanting. Their openness is so refreshing. And I wanted others to be able to see and feel and experience that amazing wisdom that young people have. You know, many people think, oh, these are, you know, these are kids. I'm going to tell them what to do. They're going to follow my rules and la, 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 which is important to have discipline and to have rules with children, with love. I always say be firm with love. But it's also important to be able to see and hear who they are.
Yes.
And the wiser people can become in understanding children, the more they will be able to help guide children to learn and also experience great things. So, and teens too, their voices are so important.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people stereotype that teens are problems.
Mm-hmm.
I adopted a young man, and when he was a teenager, people would always say to me, oh, you have a teen. Oh, you have a teen. I'm like, yeah, it's great. Because throughout all the years when I was raising him, we had open conversations. And we communicated together with one another and solved different problems and found solutions together by interacting in a calm, you know, interactive conversation. So I want other people to know about that, how they can do it. And then also, the other main reason for doing it is it helps the children and the teens feel really great about themselves. They want to be able to go through this life feeling good about themselves, and they need tools. And hearing their own thoughts and expressing their feelings helps them, believe it or not, articulate to their own being who they are. And it releases their emotion, and it also gives them a chance to grow. And it's really fun to just not always have serious conversations, but that's the joy of working with young people, the humor, the interaction. You know, just they're so gifted in so many ways, and I want people to know that so they can continue to grow in their families and in their communities with young people.
Absolutely. Everything you say is so true and so heartwarming, and you said earlier something about how you learn from these children. So true. We can't learn anything from a child if we don't listen to them or dismiss them, right? Or say they don't have anything important to say. Let's teach us. That's such a mistake when in reverse, we can learn so many things, especially, number one, from their authenticity. They are who they are. They haven't been shaped by the world yet to be someone else. And I absolutely love that about kids.
And, you know, people, when they are around children, sometimes they feel impatient because they hear the children laughing loud, or sometimes you hear little ones screaming out loud. You know, they express everything, but that's the whole thing. Children, and talk about being authentic, they are showing their authentic emotions, who they are. And it's our job as caring adults in their life to help them understand how those emotions can work for them and not against them.
Absolutely.
The little girl I was telling you about that had the outburst, can you imagine if she would have had to live with that anger throughout her whole life? But unless I let her express it and still sit next to her and be there and be present, it would not have happened in the way that could have served her. You know, life would have gone in a different direction. And so I'm just really pleased that I was able to help her relax. And you should have seen her, you know, when she would be skipping and laughing and playing, I would say to myself, way to go, Barbara. She's making it. And she did go on to get adopted.
Wow, that's so awesome. What a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that with us. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And we're also going to open up the phone line. So if you want to call in and talk to Barbara or ask her a question, just dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling heavy, angry, sad, alone, tired, hopeless? I'm Mari, an energy healing facilitator, and I know how you feel. I've been there. Let me help you. With personalized intuitive healing, you can break free from the grip of darkness. Experience a life of freedom and pain-free living. Start healing today. Book free consultation at www.marihelps.com. It's www.marihelps.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Barbara Davis. We've been talking about her being an advocate in foster care for over 40 years. So, Barbara, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
Well, I'd like people to understand that they can help youth by listening deeply to their words. We're all young once, and we need to try to put ourselves in their shoes. Remember how we felt at a younger age and help be open to the perspective of understanding them. And I also believe that strong, caring adults can make all the difference in the lives of young ones and teens. And it's imperative for people to not doubt themselves to the point where they do not move forward, because mm-hmm. the betterment of children's lives depends on their voices and the actions of adults. So it's my hope that with this awareness that children in vulnerable situations can be helped. And, you know, you hear a lot of people in life say sometimes, oh, I would like to be a foster mom, or I would like to become a mentor, but then they don't take action.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid they're not enough, or they're afraid that they can't love and let go. And I think it's so important to not let fear hold you back from mm-hmm. doing what your heart is telling you to do. You know, people who are meant to do certain things, whether it's working with children or any type of activity, if you feel something pulling at you, you talk a lot about intuition, I know. If your mm-hmm. intuition is pulling you, it's important to listen to that.
Yes.
And to take action.
Absolutely. The take action is so important, Barbara, because like you say, you could think about something forever, for years, for decades, and not do anything about it. But when you actually take a step, and yes, it's scary. Anything that you've never done before is very scary. You don't know how it's going to turn out. Would you share with us a little bit about when you started? I'm sure you had your fears taking in a foster child.
Well, I'll tell you a story. One time I went into an emergency foster care facility to meet a child that was maybe going to come live with me. Mm-hmm. And in that home was a little boy with no legs and no arms. And he came scooting across the floor very quickly and was able to get himself up on the couch and sit next to me. And he was calling for his mom, and he was crying. And being an entertainer for children, I thought, you've got to do what you know best, Barbara. Just comfort him through a fun story, put your arm around him, and let him feel close to you. And when I left that house that day, I said a prayer. I said, God, please teach me to learn how to love and let go. Because if I can't learn that lesson, then all the more children like this will be left without somebody to care. And I think it's so important that to remind people to live one's life doing what they love. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift not only to oneself, but also to those around you, and truly a gift beyond measure. I will tell you that it broke my heart that I couldn't take that little boy that day. I hadn't been sent there to meet him, and I was sent there to meet another child that had a different social worker. But mm-hmm. I never forgot that moment in time. And sometimes, you know, when you say a prayer, and I want you to know I'm not a set religion. I'm a person who believes in spirituality, intuition, compassion, empathy, heart. And I do believe in a higher being and existence. Mm-hmm. And when you concentrate and find that place within you, you do gain strength. And you can do much more than you even thought possible.
Yes.
And, you know, that's how I faced it. And I'm going to tell you something very important to know. The social service system is not an easy system to be in. When we started this out, I mentioned something about the Vietnam War. I feel like I've been in the trenches for years. There is so much need for improvement in that system. And I do want people to be inspired to come forward. But I also want to make sure they know to really evaluate the different agencies and counties in their area to make sure they're in the most supportive agency possible. Because there are a lot of things that go on, and there's so much need for improvement. And that's actually why I came here today and I'm on this podcast. It's because I want to make sure that I speak up so that the future generations of young people who need a home will get loving care. But it's also, there's a lot of work moving forward to improve the foster care system and how it works with the youth. And the people that, like myself, who come forward, it wasn't always easy for me, but I didn't give up because I knew in my heart I was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't easy, just like it's not easy for the kids.
Yeah, it's not easy. Anything, it seems almost that anything worth doing is not easy. And speaking of that, let's talk for a moment about how to get a hold of you and you know, your little live show or the TV talking show.
Well, I have a website, littleliveshow.com. On that website, there is an ebook that I wrote, and there's some children's music recordings. I'm pretty proud of the articles. If they go to the menu and click featured articles, they can read some of my thoughts and feelings for advocacy for young people in the system. I also grew up during the time of not a lot of social media, so if they go on my YouTube channel, they're not going to see a lot yet, but I am trying to expand. I'm the kind of person that likes to be present and right there with people. But I am able, through my website, to do Zoom classes and trainings, and I really hope to be able to reach as large an audience as possible so I can help as many children as I can. And there's a phone contact and an email, littleliveshow@aol.com. So I'm doing my best to reach out.
Very good. That's awesome. So Little Live Show, littleliveshow, just like it sounds, .com. You can get all the information about Barbara there. And I'll click into her YouTube. We also have her Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube channel right here on Blog Talk. You can click into any of those. But Barbara, is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener before we close the show today?
Well, I want to encourage all listeners to listen deeply to their innermost thoughts, hopes, and aspirations to discover their purpose. Mm-hmm. And please remember, too, if you can, make room in your life and find a young one or teen to mentor or foster. That memory of that time within that young person will remain there as an imprint in their life, and you may be that very person who helps them move forward. So I just want to inspire others to move forward and to do this type of work if your heart is calling you.
Yes, wonderful. I love that you're encouraging people to listen to what they really, it may not have to do with children, but what is their true purpose in life and begin to step into that. Thank you for that, Barbara. I wanted to ask you, you talked about learning so much from the children as we do. Can you remember one or two things in particular that you learned from a child?
Well, I do remember one child that was on a waiting list to be institutionalized. And when I was with that child, I told the social worker, please, just leave her with me. I believe I can work with her, but it's going to take me time. And I was fortunate that I was able to move very slowly with her. She had been born 1 pound, 16 ounces.
Wow.
She was now 5 years old. Her own parent had struggled with taking care of her. And I found that if I moved slow and found her gift, that she would be able to get better. And I found that even though she didn't talk a lot, she loved to draw.
Mm.
So everything we worked on together, we did through like a comic strip. We created a comic strip of the different things we were working on each day. And she was the saddest little girl I had ever met. I had never seen a child this sad. But what I learned from her is move slow. Don't always be in a hurry to fix something. Move slow. Put yourself in the child's place and let it evolve. I was pretty proud of her because she ended up winning an award in her kindergarten class for having improved and changed the most of any of the children in the class.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I wish we lived in a world that gave more credibility to people that learn through intuitive, experiential experiences with people rather than just learning it in a book. The human heart is amazing.
Yes.
And we can learn so much from each other by listening and being present.
That is true, the listening. And I love that lesson about go slow. I've never been one to go slow, but through my life I've had a lot of people tell me, you need to slow down. And if we're going to listen to our inner being, to our intuition, we have to stop and sit down somewhere and slow down, you know, and stop all that movement. So those are beautiful words of wisdom, Barbara. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, I have one good news message I want to tell you.
Yes.
That little girl got adopted and is doing fantastic in her life.
Wow.
And I just want to make sure you know, too, that I never mention the names or exact experiences of children I've helped in all respect to their confidentiality.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is a live show, but they are recording it as we speak, and so a replay will be here. So make sure you spread it to people that you know that would love to hear this message. Make sure you come back and listen to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
Bye-bye, and thank you for having me as a guest.
You're welcome.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.